You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And as I promised, if you're listening to the shows in order, we're going to talk today about how to get what you want, how to have your desires get true, how to live the life you've been seeking to live, and why we always have more desires than we have fulfilled yet. That's a really juicy topic. So I'm one of those people that I can sort of pop something into my third eye and then have it show up in reality. So it's crazy when I don't get something I want because I'm so bummed out because I'm so good at getting things sometimes. And so it's funny because sometimes I go so fast in my own manifestations, I forget to stop and realize it's a miracle that things show up for me the way they do. So I wanted to kind of break down this sort of like being here and wishing I was there and then being there all of a sudden and being happy I'm there and having this that I wanted or not having this that I wanted or having a big juicy desire and having it not show up and then what that does to our psyche. So on this continuum of desire, first, when I look at desire, I see it as a life force beaming through our being and proof that I am alive. So having desires, desire of a beautiful breakfast, desire of a great milkshake, desire of a clean and an efficient vehicle, desire of living in a beautiful home, a desire of having a really nice lover, having someone who pleases me and whom I please. These are things that this desire is part of life. It's part of how life shows itself to us. It's in some of the religious dogma, desire can get criticized. But when you take a desire, say you desire a certain kind of food for lunch, that could be the essence of that food could be proteins or vegetables that your body requires to be at its optimum health. Okay. Now let's say I desire a gold necklace, say a beautiful gold necklace. That's a $14,000 necklace. And let's just say I desire that. So it's showing me that in the space of that necklace and wearing it, I'm going to shift upwards into everything I've been asking for. So when I say to myself, no, I cannot desire that. And when you're told a lot by parents, when you grow up, you shouldn't desire that. It's wrong to desire that. It's wrong to believe that. It's wrong to want that. It's wrong to, the more that you take your desires and shove them back down on themselves and close them off and don't give them any life force, we can become repressed. And repressed has really, can have very unfortunate repercussions. One, it could be a life of misery. Two, it could be a lack of joy. Three, it could mean we don't laugh enough when we never have desires, when we've just conditioned ourselves to not desire anything. Now, there is a place of peace beyond the desires that's okay. So I'm not saying if you don't have desires, it's wrong. What I'm saying is if you have desires and you squish them and don't allow yourself to express them, then what's going to happen is you won't be living a full life as you could. So this is my belief. You don't have to have it. You can have your own belief. So in my belief, you're going to have a desire, you're going to get it, and you're going to want a new desire, and you're going to get it, and you're going to want a new desire. And so that we're always having new desires. And then some desires we have, and then we get clear that, hey, you know, maybe I didn't really even want that. Like I got this new thing and it's not what I thought it would be, or it didn't change my life as much as I wanted it to change my life. Like, I got the house, I got the car, I got the man. I'm just saying. So if you're stuck in not getting desires ever, this is kind of where I'd like to go with the show today, because we can't take on everything. As always, there's more tools at Energy Clearing for Life, and there's a new book coming out, and there's classes on clearing your blocks, your energy, and I have so much to offer. So go to energyclearingforlife.com for more resources. And let's now really boil into, let's really open up into a desire, okay? I think I'm going to take a car desire, knowing that some people don't even have car desires and some people have extreme car desires. I'm going to just play with the energy of wanting a car, desiring a car, driving a car, having many cars. So one of my friends and authors that I've published, she lives in Canada, and she likes Land Rovers, and I think she has three of them. It's very interesting. She has big garages in her house now to take care of all of her cars. She has a lot of children, and she really likes having a big, safe, thick, strong vehicle. And in allowing herself to have that desire, she stands taller. It's like there's a peace between her and the vehicle of her choice for that day. I have another friend, he likes cars of lots of shiny colors. He has an orange car. It's very cherry. He has older classic cars and he likes to go to car shows. And when he wants a new car, he just gets one and polishes it and improves it all the time. I've been more on the other end of the cycle where I would get the least possible expensive car that would unfortunately break down all the time. Now, making that choice as opposed to a car that really works for you is pretty depressing. And so I actually changed that this year and I invited in a new car that would run for me really well. So as you're inviting in your desire, let's just look and uplift ourselves into what would be fun. So what you want to do is look at what are the characteristics and the qualities that you see. So if you're seeking a car, just for instance, you might put good mileage or seats eight. I like to have an eight seater myself because I have three kids and two are still living with me. And I like to have room for their friends, which seem to populate our cars when I drive. And I'm still a mom chauffeur. So I like to have a very safe, thick, heavy car too. So the Toyota Sequoia was my choice this last time I got a car. So I want to look at what is it that's the energy of it? What's the essence of it? And then as I'm driving it, what does it feel like? What is the sense of it? So I like being up high. So for me, it was being in a high, tall car and having lots of space. And my family's big too. My son's big and tall. We have a big, tall, thick family. And so I wanted to have that borne out in the vehicle that I drove. So when you're looking for this thing, this new desire, this newfound desire, get to the essence of it. Get to what it's going to do. And then shift into knowing that you can have that desire fulfilled, and then let go of the attachment to requiring it to show up in a certain way. So, I think so many of us set certain desires into motion, and then if we don't get that exact thing, the exact way, the exact how, we can lose faith. And I want to restore faith on this show and encourage you to start adding more desires instead of less. Do more, not less. Ask for more, learn more, and make a longer list. Maybe just ask for some. I like to do 10 when I'm doing like a 1 year prophecy letter. I like to do 10 things, and I like to do 3 that basically I'll get if I'm still breathing. So that might be like a good relationship with my pet, you know, it might be my son stays healthy or something. Basically I put a couple into motion that I pretty much I'm aware will happen if I stay on track. Then I like to do 3 or 4 desires that are somewhat out of reach and yet not impossible. So if I'm making $15,000 a month, I might ask for $20,000 a month or $25,000 a month. If I'm making $1,000 a month, I might ask for $2,500 a month. So it's something that I'm asking for that's within what I'm already doing and already having so closely, but it's something new and fresh. So I like to have a couple of those desires. And then I ask for 2 to 3, or even now I probably recommend 5, judging how well I've been manifesting this last 12 months. So I would look for something like some crazy whack ideas. Like I'm sitting there on the Today Show with my best-selling book. It sold over 2 million copies. And it's developed a following so that people are learning energy clearing and they can't wait to hear my next episode. You know, so I might get a little bit crazy with my expectations. The other one, let's think of another big hairy goal. Someone I was talking to, she's like, well, at some point I'd like to be a motivational speaker. So that's for her is pretty far out of reach, and she can't really see herself getting there yet, but she definitely sees that as something she'd like to have in her life. So I think it's important to have some things that are pretty far out of reach so that you do stretch, some desires that are pretty much doable but will take a lot of extra manifestation, power, energy, and force, and will, and steady diligence of taking actions every day. And then a couple things that you desire just to reinforce that it's not that hard to get what you want. Some things like, I'd like a nice crisp slice of apple pie this week sometime. You know, something that you know that if you really need it to, you go down to the store and buy without a problem. So always add some desires that are completely within your reach so that you keep working on that muscle, desiring and then having your desires fulfilled and then asking for new desires. And as you expand, you will need to have new desires. And that's the good news, because as you start getting the hang of this, you'll have more and more and more what you like show up with greater and greater ease. And then it's important to keep raising that bar on your desires and asking for more new, cool experiences that you haven't had before. Okay, gosh, I think I was preachy today on my show, which I don't really like, but I think I just feel so strongly about this topic that I kind of went off. Anyhow, my name is Erica Glessing. You've been listening to Energy Clearing for Life Force. You can have more tools and more recordings at Energy Clearing for Life, and I look forward to playing with you in the year to come.